It is not given to us to peer into the mysteries of the future. Still I avow my hope and faith, sure and inviolate, that in the days to come, the British and American people will, for their own safety and for the good of all, walk together in majesty, in justice.
Bear ourselves, that if the British Empire and its commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their fight.
We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
Skype of Cthulhu presents World War Cthulhu, Darkest Hour.
May 14th, 1941. Oh, yes, I could do that because I'm in it. All right, so Leo. That was the 13th, so we already spent the night. It's the next day now. Oh, okay, so I feel like then Thelma might be heading out to the Desharette's house to see about using their dark room. We ought to see Lewis about meeting Claude. That's different. Leo thinks he's being followed. So Leo,
I think I'm going to try and get in with Louis. Yeah.
So we just heard from Jack Barnes, who was overhearing the conversation, and then was told about that they want to blow up the mine,
right?
Using explosives, which seems like good fun. And he's on his way. So, are you on your way? You're on your way to work, right? Or you're on your way to town to visit us?
You're on the way to deliver to town.
Oh, you deliver.
Yeah, you're to our usually deliveries.
Right.
Yeah,
you're not delivering the radio this time around.
I think he went back to the
right.
To the farm after he left the radio with you guys.
And I don't think so. That would have been the previous day. I think he's actually coming with the radio on the 14th.
Yeah, on the previous day, I had bought the case with the camera in it and talked to them, and then we decided we weren't going to deliver the radio at night.
Right,
because it's strange delivering, like, you were gonna, I think, camouflage it under some foodstuffs or whatever, supplies.
Yep.
And it was, you know, kind of strange, or more strange than doing it during the day, doing it at midnight.
Right.
To avoid suspicion.
Right. And so you're driving to town the next day, after the storm, right? And on the
correct
way there, that's when you have the chat with Ferrand, Leon Ferrand.
Yeah, and he told me that Martine wasn't really interested in telling me this yet, but that they wanted to blow up the mine.
Correct.
Well, I thought what you overheard also is that Martine doesn't want to blow up the mine. Or doesn't want to do it yet or something.
Martine, the leader, doesn't want to, but the whole rest of the crew do.
Right.
Well, at least that's what Ferrandi is telling you, right? And on the way there, you're driving with both the Toulons, you know, the ones that are that have been working with you at the farm. One of them is Pierre. He's about some 24 years. He's very young, very enthusiastic. And the other one is Albert. Albert is Pierre's uncle. Okay? Both of them are part of the resistance. And you can see that Pierre is very enthusiastic about the plan. But you notice, you know, without any need to roll any psychology or anything like that, it's very clear on his face, the way he reacts when Leon tells you his plan to blow up the mine, is that he is, not agreeing completely with the plan, at least. You can read that in his face when Leo is talking. He kind of shakes his head and
he's not super enthused.
Exactly. You easily you can tell that.
Okay.
Now he asks you, what do you think you're Ferran turns to you and asks you, so what do you think your friends will say about the plan?
Well, I think we need to understand if there's any valuable material or anything in there that we might need to get out of the mine before we blow it up, but we definitely want to shut the German supply chain down, so I think, in theory, we are in agreement with your plan. Let's just make sure the timing's right. Shall we, chaps?
Sounds good. Oh, no, wait. I'm not there.
No.
Leo,
there yet. Yeah.
He's speaking to his other personalities.
Okay, at some point you arrive to town, and you know, through the same ritual every day, you go and and to deposit and do some exchanges. Now make a spot here and roll.
Good. My spot is 75. I've rolled a 79. Continuing my string of fantastic rolls.
Okay.
Hey, you could wrong yeah. Version.
Hey, there's an ear of corn that I dropped there.
I mean, you can use your luck if you want, or you can push.
Oh, it. I can spend luck.
This is not 7th edition.
We're suddenly playing 7th edition.
We're playing 7th edition now.
Oh,
that's perfect. It is so easy to move from 6
I'm
to 7.
I'm going to spend 4 points of luck and change my 79 into a 75.
Okay. There you go. You are pretty sure that on the way there, on the way to the, you know, to town, you notice the police and what seemed to be a Gestapo officer asking questions to a couple of citizens from the town.
Okay. Do I recognize those people? Have I run across them before? The townies?
No, you haven't.
Well, with our luck, it'll be the guys that I pissed off yesterday.
Okay. Well, I will I'll look busy and make haste to continue my deliveries.
Okay. All right. What's your plan? You're planning to go, you know, with your daily routine and then go back to farm, or are you planning to go to the apartment to discuss the plans with the guys. What do you think you're doing here?
Well, I want to drop the radio off. But obviously, if the Gestapo officer is standing in the street nearby, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, you know, when you, let's see, when you notice the policeman and the Gestapo, you saw them kind of on the edge of town, right?
Okay. Yeah, so I'll just make note of who they were talking to, maybe try to, you know, remember their faces, and then I'll indicate to head directly to the house where my friends are staying.
Okay.
I'll ask him, who are those people that the Germans are talking to?
I think they were mine workers. We should play low, says Ferran.
Definitely.
It's not, you know, I've seen them before here. It's very unusual to see them this time of the week, though. The patrols are not coming for the mine supplies just yet. Oh, unless I'm they afraid have changed if they... it, right?
Yeah, I think, hadn't you mentioned that they didn't always come on the same exact day?
Yeah. Yeah, it is possible they might be there today then.
I'm worried if they stop and search the wagon, they'll find the package. So it'd be better if we could get rid of the package as quickly as possible.
I agree.
Should we go now? So let's go. Yes, let's go quickly.
Roy Albert.
Too nervous.
Let's go. Let's drop this before they spot us. Okay, Albert drives the car, the truck to the apartment, and both Pierre and Albert get off the truck, and they start changing one of the tires.
Okay. While they do that, I will grab the package that has been covered up with sort of camouflaged with foodstuffs and head over to the house and knock on the door.
All right.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. I've got your delivery, that delivery of groceries that you requested yesterday.
Oh, thank you. Can you please bring it and set it in the kitchen?
Certainly. Go inside.
Thank you.
Once she shuts the door.
Barnes.
There's I'm fine. I'm a bit worried, though. There's a Gestapo officer, and he's been talking to the police and some of the townsfolk a few blocks away.
Oh, well, it must happen all the time, but you should be careful. Let me take the radio directly upstairs. We'll leave the food in the kitchen in case they come to ask about it.
I can carry it. I'm happy to carry it up there if you show me where.
Oh, excellent. Absolutely. Yeah, we prepared a spot yesterday for it.
All right, so I'll follow Thelma upstairs.
All right. Are you planning to set up the radio now?
No, we're just going to hide it in the attic, in the place that we made.
Our French friends seem somewhat nervous that the Germans were here on an unscheduled day. So I'm a bit concerned.
Well, and I do know that Leo had a bit of a fracas with some of the miners yesterday. They were following him and seemed to give him a little trouble. I don't know if it's all related.
Actually, I don't know if you guys do know that, because I think when I came back, I pretty much let it like nothing happen. I just went to go get a drink.
All
right. Pretty sure I specifically remember Jim being like, hey, how was it going? And I was like, eh, it's fine.
Well, if you want to keep secrets, you can do that.
Well, I mean, they're just going to be...
Are you still here? Are you still here, or have you gone off to work?
I don't know. I'd say that's a keeper question, because what time of the morning is it?
Let's figure it out. I would say it's around noon. So just
I wouldn't. So. I mean, I'm sure my shift at the mine is either first shift, which is probably like before daylight, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning to like, you know, noon or one, and then they probably have second shift. Because I don't think mine workers put in full 8 hours because of the conditions.
Yeah, that's
pretty
right.
Sure. So I think they work like 5 or 6 hour shifts or something
six,
like that.
6 hours, yeah.
So
although that's under normal, you know, it's under circumstances, right?
Right. This is during the war, so maybe they only have one regular full day shift. So I'd say, I don't know, it's up to Randall, but I would think it would probably be early morning and then let out at around somewhere between 3 and 5 in the afternoon.
Yeah. Yeah. You're at the mine. That would make sense.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be fun when the Gestapo stops there.
Yeah. Michael, maybe we should suspend activity for a day or two until they clear out.
Well, I'll certainly let you know if I see them around the town. What were your plans for today? What's the next course of action?
We discovered that Dave is an avid photographer and that they have a dark room. So we're going to start getting film from the camera developed. See if there's any clues on where Mallow might be. I was going to just go visit the chat and see if I could talk my way in.
Our friends have told me a little bit more about some plans that they have. They're interested in blowing up the mine.
Oh, my. That sounds...
They are, well, at least in order to sort of proceed with this plan and everything around the year.
It's,
our friend Jacques Martin...
Too bad that...
Jacques Martin is not interested as Leon.
Too bad that Tom has a hangover. I'm sure he'd be... more than excited to discuss this with you in the brief time. He's a little indisposed this morning.
Ah! Was that him? He
sure
sounds
he
terrible.
Yeah, in Scottish fashion. He's in the company of friends. Ah!
Yes, he overdid it on the French bit, and he hasn't been able to talk.
Warned him about that accent. I probably shouldn't be seen hanging around here.
Get you out of here.
So look out the window. Are they still repairing the tire?
They're getting ready. Yeah, they're just looking expectantly at the door.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh well. Thank you for the groceries. Have a good day.
Certainly.
See you in a week.
I'll bring your next supplies, yes, as you say, in a few days or a week. Good day.
Good day.
I say as I close the door behind me.
Okay.
Go back out to the truck.
All right.
Any sign of the Germans, I ask Leon?
No. Probably they are still... Hopefully they're not going to stop us on the way out. Let's hope for the best.
Agreed.
Okay. So what's your plan?
So I guess I'll just go about my business the rest of the day.
Okay.
Maybe I'll get a chance to talk to Jacques Martin later this evening.
Okay. What about you, Thelma?
So I have met the Desharets, but not, because we had somebody over for dinner, but not the daughter.
No, that's, those were not
the daughter
the
disappeared, right?
No, those were not the Desharets.
That was, yeah, that was the guy that owns the cafe
owns the
across
house.
The street. The Desharets, the mayor and mine owner.
Right.
That's right.
I've met his son, but I think I'm the only one that's met any of the Desharets.
Of the mine, yep. Correct.
And it wasn't that Rennie had disappeared, it was that she just hadn't been seen in town in a little while. Is that correct?
Correct.
And where do they live? Outside of town? They live at that castle or whatever it is, the mansion?
There's
right.
a mansion
they live
where the ruins were. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
how
right,
far
right
is
in front of the ruins. I think it was a couple
how
miles,
far?
Right, Randall? Couple miles outside
correct,
of town?
Correct. Yep. You can walk there.
Is it on the opposite end of town from where Barnes saw the Germans?
Actually, it is.
Good. So I think I will make sure that the attic hidey hole is all good, and that all of our stuff that came with the camera is all up there. And then I will put the camera, because I don't think I was able to figure out comfortably how to get the film out, so I think it's still in the camera. Put it in a purse, a satchel, a bag, something appropriate, and cover it up with some other something-somethings and take a walk to the mansion.
Okay. So take a look at the map, Ellie.
Okay. The map I will find... Oh, here it is. Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
Martin's Farm, Desharets Mansion. Look at that. Okay.
Okay.
So would I head out to the orchard and take that
all right,
thing across?
So the Gestapo, as Barnes reported, they were very close to the entrance coming from Martin's Farm.
Yep.
See, and the way to the Desharets Mansion, where the monastery ruins are, and the mine, goes on the other direction. So you should be free to go.
Yep.
Without encountering
excellent.
The Gestapo. Unless they have a different patrol there, right?
Would I go out to the orchards and then cut across? I don't know if that thing's a river or a road, the thing that goes sort of northwest from the orchards to the mansion.
It's a road.
It's perfect. Okay, so yeah, I'll go to the orchards, buy some apples, and then head up to the mansion.
Okay. All right. So, and what about you, Leon? Leo, I'm sorry. Leon is Leon Ferran.
Leo's just working at the mine.
Okay. All right.
He's just going to work his normal day, and he's going to keep his eye out for the Desharets boy. Is that Claude? Claude Desharets, I think.
Claude, yep.
And then what's his good buddy's name, his special friend?
Louis Valour. He's Elena's
Louis Valour,
brother,
right.
Right? He's Jack Martin's brothers-in-law.
Right.
Louis Vuitton. And you're also going to keep your eyes open for any sign of the caves, where they might be relative to the mine or et cetera.
What the heck? Oh, I don't know what happened there. Okay. So, yeah, I'm keeping an eye out for Valour and for Desharets. And then I'm also keeping my eye just, you know, basically watching my back for those other creeps that were giving me a hard time. But I'm mostly
and the mine, the caves.
Oh, yes, and the caves. The caves.
Okay. All right. So let's go with Mr. Barnes on the way out. You can see there more policemen and even more Gestapo officers. And the truck is stopped on the way out.
I was going to say, as I see the, I guess I have my fake papers on me probably at all times, right?
I would say so, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. That's fine.
Okay. So, you know, on the way out, you can see that the patrol is also talking, you know, some of the officers there are talking to and another, seems like an old man, and they stop the truck, and one of them comes to the window and says, "Papiers." Ferran turns to you and says, give me your papers. And you can see that of them take out the papers and start giving them their corresponding papers.
Okay. I will do likewise.
All right. They check the first one. They give it back to Albert. They take a look at the peers. They take a look at Ferran's, give it back to Ferran's. They keep yours. And they have yours. And make a lock roll.
I wipe drops of sweat off my forehead. And I have a 26 out of, I guess it's 54, so it's less than half.
Okay, that's good. He gives the papers back to you. And he's still looking at Pierre's papers, and he looks at Pierre's and get out. And
What's the problem here, sir?
Quiet! Get out! And he points to Pierre. Pierre is starting to get out, and you can see that Albert is very stressed. He's my nephew. He works every day at the farm. He's a hard worker, sir. What is happening, officer? Ferran is just quiet there on the truck, and he kind of puts a hand on your shoulder, kind of holding you down.
Okay.
Pierre gets off the truck, and you know, you can see that he's been taken by two other officers, and the Gestapo officer turns again to you. Go, move.
Officer, where are you taking him? What is wrong?
You can clearly see that Albert is very stressed, but Ferran starts speaking in French very quickly to Albert. We need to move on. They're gonna take all of us. We'll find out later what's happening. But move. Albert hesitates. It's my nephew. It's my nephew.
Albert,
I cannot leave him there.
We'll help him later. We have to live to fight another day. I say that quietly so that no one outside the truck can hear it.
Yeah. You know, Albert starts the engine of the truck and starts moving away. And you can see Pierre looking at you from the inside of the car where the Gestapo officers have taken him.
Is there are there other people in that car with him?
No, just him.
And where are the Gestapo and the police? How many of them are standing around there? Can they kind of see me from the truck?
Yes, I mean, okay. You know, yeah, it's kind of the old trucks, you know, big windows and all that.
So so I think if I made some kind of signal to him, they might see me.
Oh yes, they're you can tell that the officers are looking at you expectantly. Actually, they have their rifles out, you know, waiting for you to move on.
Okay.
As instructed.
I will stay calm and not do anything then.
Yeah, you can see that, at some point, as soon as you are out of sight from the policeman and the Nazis, you can see that Albert starts crying. I knew it! I knew it! It was so dangerous! He's so young, so naive!
Don't worry, Albert. We'll break him out. They're not going to do anything to him right away. They're going to want to try to get information out of him. Randall, did you say that there was an old man or there was a townsman talking to the Germans?
Correct. But the way he wasn't talking, the way you noticed they were talking to him, it was like more like they were also interrogating him. He looked afraid as well.
Okay. Didn't look like he was ratting us out.
Nope, certainly not. He was, you know, he had that look in his face like, I didn't do anything, here are my papers, you know, they were reviewing the papers with him.
Got it. They gave us our papers back?
They did.
Okay.
So you head back to Leon, the farm?
Yeah, Leon, did you recognize that German officer?
I've seen him before, yes.
So he's regularly around this area.
Yes, for sure. He's one of the officers that is being deployed here since enough. At some point we were discussing taking down. Maybe we should accelerate that plan.
Perhaps. Do you know where the Germans stay when they're in town? Do they stay at the mine or?
Oh no. No, they stay with the police.
They don't stay at the De Charette mansion, like the officers don't stay out there?
No. No, they don't.
Okay. So they stay, is there a police station in town?
Yes.
That they probably might have taken him to?
Yes. More like they're gonna take him to the police station. We don't have any men there, so we cannot find out what is going to happen to him. We can just, you know, see them wait.
Well, my friends are smart about these things. We will figure out what to do. Don't worry.
Yeah, he has to call you all.
Okay. No. That is not a specialty of mine.
Okay. So you have back the farm. So
yes.
Let's jump to Thelma very quickly. Thelma is happily going on the road, walking towards the mansion.
Yeah.
So what's your plan, Emily? Are you just gonna go to the mansion, knock on the door, and?
Yeah, my plan is to pick up a few apples and then head on up to the mansion and see what I see going on as I approach. See who's outside, if anybody, or if there's a guard, or if it's, kids outside, or what's...
Okay. As long as you come across the Toulon farm, from there you start working on the side road that is going to take you to the mansion, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
You work for some more time, and eventually you arrive to you can see from the road, you know, you arrive to a different road that is going to take you eventually to the mansion, you know, the one mm-hmm. that you see on gray. You can see from there the monastery ruins as well.
Okay.
And behind that, you can see the forest, thick and dark.
Scary. Don't like the forest.
All right. So you keep walking. You enter the gates. They don't have any guards or anything like that.
Okay.
And you keep walking. And when you get closer, though, you do see that there is a man on the outside.
Okay.
Of the mansion. Seems
does
to be
he seem like a gardener, or does he seem like someone wealthy?
No. Make a spell hidden roll.
All right. 59. That's a pass.
Definitely not the gardener, but might be the butler.
Okay. Well, in that case, I will go right up to him.
Madame?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm, oh shit, I've forgotten my cover name. I'm sure I have one here. Whatever it is, I will give him my name.
Okay.
Do we not actually have them? We don't actually know them, do we?
I ask you to pick one, but we never, you know, say them aloud or anything like that. Yeah, we haven't used them so far. Yeah. So, all
right.
You give me your you know, your name, and then you can tell us which one it is.
Yeah, I will introduce myself as Madame Ferrac.
Okay.
And, it's a bit of a funny thing, but I was hoping to chat with the young Miss Rennie, Miss Descharettes, if she's around.
What business is it about?
Well, to discuss an old hobby of hers, a photography. I think she used to be into that, and I was hoping to get some advice from her. And I'm trying to use my, I grew up in a place like this, I believe.
Okay.
So I feel like I would have the correct, I can make a credit rating, but I would have the correct demeanor with a butler and so forth.
Okay. Yeah, make a credit rating roll.
Ooh, that is not successful. But, yeah.
So, you are from town, and you want to speak with Ms. Rennie.
Yeah.
Well, what we can do is you can come back tomorrow, and if she's willing to speak to you, I will give her your message. And if she's willing to speak to you, then you can meet her tomorrow.
It's a very long walk, and I am, you know, a busy person. If she's around today, I would certainly like to be able to see her.
He kind of smiles and says, well, she's a busy person as well. Make a psychology roll.
Yeah. 27. I will spend 2 luck on that.
Okay.
To make a success.
Okay. Definitely the butler, but you can see that he's got a very strong build.
Like a bodyguard type?
Kind of, yes. You can tell, you know, the way he talks to you. It's very straightforward. Not you know, not very polite. Just, and you can see it in his eyes. You can see it that he...
So do I get the sense that he's not actually a butler, but he's just dressed like one?
Probably he's doing both, you know.
Yeah.
He's being the butler, but at the same time, he might be a bodyguard.
And do I get any sense at all of whether Rennie is actually not here, or whether his default thing is, I'm going to put you off, I'm going to talk to the boss, and then when you come back tomorrow, we'll have checked you out and see who you are?
You pass the psychology role, right? But
right.
You made it with the lock, so it's just a flat pass. Well, you can. What you did notice, and he didn't even hesitate or consider talking to Rennie, you know, before telling you to come back tomorrow.
Right, and he didn't say that she was busy. He just said, or that she's out. He just said, come back tomorrow.
Exactly.
Just his,
it's like kind of his default answer.
Yep. All right. Very, very well. Well, if you could, I know it's not much, but, you know, it's wartime, but if you could give her these, I would appreciate it. I will give him the basket of apples, and then, I will, is it better for me to come tomorrow in the morning or the afternoon? Which one would work better for her, do you think?
Morning should be just fine, and if she's able to talk to you, then you can talk to her. Otherwise, I will let you know tomorrow.
Very good. You have a nice day there, sir, and I'll see you later, tomorrow morning.
You too, ma'am.
And I will head home.
Okay. Nothing happens on the way back. Now let's go to Leo.
Yeah, just working at mine.
Yep. You can tell that there is a boss, you know, very close to the time of your end of day.
Shift?
Yeah, of the shift. You can see there's a boss outside, and when you come out from the mine, you can see that there are some Nazi officers. And they are actually talking.
Great. I turn around and walk back inside the mine.
Okay, just before that, you can see that they're actually talking to Louis Valor.
God damn it.
On the way back to the mine, Leo?
Yeah.
You run into one of the men you know that were following you yesterday, and he kind of smiles at you and says, "Are you not coming out?"
Nah, I left my smokes down there. I'm just gonna go grab them, unless you have some.
I do, and he turns away from you.
Perfect. Exactly what I was thinking. All right. So then, yeah, I head down and back into the mine.
Okay.
Sounds like a perfect time to look for some caves.
All right. You have been spending here the whole day, right? And, you know, the last few days as well. So far, you have noticed...
I'm sure I've covered all the normal work areas. Exactly. But maybe I'm thinking... Hoping that I've noticed something off the beaten path that I could investigate.
Yes, you. What you do now is that the one that you are currently working on was recently open. You know, it could be like 20 years ago. They have been working.
Okay, so a newly opened vein.
Exactly, and there are a couple of them that are closed. You have seen them, you know.
What? Okay. I guess I'll probably go to the most recently closed one.
Okay, make a lock roll.
Okay. 91. That is not a success.
Yeah. From this point, you do not have access to that other entry though, that other vein. You have to go out. And go up.
Different entrance?
Yes, different entrance.
Shot. Well, I guess I'll head back outside.
Okay. You have spent, let's say, some 25 minutes inside, half an hour. Now going inside, trying to look for an entrance, realizing there's no connecting point from here to the other entrance. So when you come out, the Gestapo are no longer there. But what you can see still in the offices of the mine is you can see Luis Valor. He seemed to be talking or arguing somehow with Claude de Charette.
Perfect. I think Leo's going to go stop by. I'm going to go listen. Okay. See if I can't, like, eavesdrop on their convo.
Make a listen roll.
$49, and I have a 20.
So 25 is default, is base.
Oh, well then, I don't know. I was going off the stats that I was given, so I don't know how I...
Oh, that's interesting. I was just looking at the parentheses next to my listener. 25. 25.
Well, so then I fail it by five less.
Right, yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, you know, you can barely hear what they're talking about. It seems to be, you know, it's not an argument. You know, they don't seem to be upset. Make a psychology roll.
94.
All right, yeah. What do you want to do?
I'm going to go knock on the door to the office.
They're just outside of the office, both of them.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said they were in the office.
No, they're on the outside of the office, but they're, you know, close to the office.
Oh, well then I'll walk up. Okay. Does it look like we're the only three people around still?
No, you see more workers going around, finishing their shifts and all that. You know, there are different shifts. And some people need to, you know, do some cleaning after the working hours. But there could be around 10 people in total.
Okay, so not like a lot of
people,
but just people finishing up and going home for the day.
Exactly.
Okay, then yeah, I'll walk up to him and be like, Claude, Louis, how's it going?
Claude turns to Louis and looks back at you and says, hello there.
How are you gents doing today?
Louis says, very well. What was your name?
Evan.
Evan, very well. Can we?
You
do
boys gonna work
you?
All night? Yeah. Just seeing if you boys want to maybe come for a drink. Still trying to make some friends here. Oh. Some of these mine workers are a little low on intellect, if you ask me. You gents seem a little higher cut. hopefully, was hoping to have a good conversation with some locals here. You know?
And then Claude turns to Louis and says, "See? This is what I was talking about." And he turns around and walks away.
And inwardly, I'm thinking, that's not good. I don't know. Nope.
And then Louis says, "No, listen, you have upset, you know, still Claude can listen to your conversation at this point. You have upset young Mr. Desharet. We don't usually drink with workers." And he makes a pause. And as soon as Claude is a few more steps away, he says, "What are you doing?"
"I'm just trying to make friends."
"Hey, friends, didn't you see the Gestapo today outside?"
"Yeah, but they didn't see me."
"They're looking for spies. Spies!
But I'm not a spy. I'm an immigrant."
He rolls his eyes. You remember who this guy is, right?
"Yeah, I know. Okay. But it's my job as a spy to be good at my job."
"All right. But you gotta be more careful."
"Right, point taken.
Do you want to talk to him? Is there anything that you want to talk to him about? I can arrange a meeting or something like that, but not like this."
"Okay. Well, it'd be good to talk to him maybe at some other time. I'm looking for these caves around here. Have you heard of the caves? Any caves around the mine that they've found?"
Come inside." And he asks you to come inside the office and opens the door and closes the door behind you as soon as you enter. "Caves? What are you talking about? Yeah. This? Why are you looking for caves?"
"Listen, I've got my mission, you've got your mission, and we're helping each other. I'm just asking if you've seen any caves around here."
"Well, there are caves. There used to be some... I heard some stories about caves going underground, yes."
"Yeah?
But as far as I know, I don't know any caves. You know, we have been working this point of the mine for a few years. When I got the job, I never heard of any caves going inside the mines."
Where were these caves that you did hear about before, though? Say that he heard about some caves.
Yeah, let's see if he remembers, actually.
Oh, great.
Oh, 07. Yeah, my grandma used to say that there were caves connecting the monastery somehow with the mine and the forest. But that's all I know. Never run into any caves. You know, these are stories from the times where the monastery was still up and all you see now are ruins, so I wouldn't expect people to remember any caves."
"All right. Very well. Okay, well, thank you. I guess I'll be getting out of here then.
Take
your advice and lay low.
You need to talk to your friends. Gestapo usually comes here and, you know, review papers and stuff like that, but they have taken a couple of the miners with them."
"Well, I'll go talk to my friends.
And Claude was just saying to me that it's because I'm too easy on the people that I hire. And then you come to me and start asking for, you know, going out with drinks with the owner of the mine, and, you know, you're not helping.
He's not the owner. He's the owner's son. But anyway, point taken. I'll tighten up at work here. Sorry, boss. And I'll give him a salute, and I'll turn around and head on out.
All right. He just looks at you as you walk away from the office, without saying anything else. Shakes his head and sits on his chair in front of the desk. Perfect. All right. So listen, it's I know it's half an hour past what we used to play. Maybe, right? Maybe because we started. Oh no, we still have.
No, it's early.
We have half an hour. We're
still
left.
Half an hour.
Oh, okay, good, good. Yeah, we'll still have half an hour. That's good. I'm sorry. All right. So let's go around again with your plans for the rest of the day. So let's start with you, Leo.
Okay. Well, I'm just gonna head back, I think, to the house with back to town and back to the room, and I think I'm just gonna lay low. I mean, I saw the Gestapo around. I'm just gonna try and get into that house and lay low.
Okay, sounds good. Thelma?
I'm thinking that if I didn't leave for the mansion until afternoon, that similarly by the time I get home, it's gonna be time for Tom to cook up some dinner. So I'm just gonna hang out and wait for some food there.
Okay.
Now that we have these fresh vegetables.
All right. Yeah, you can talk to Drummond, you know, giving an update of what happened back at the mansion, and you know, prepare
when he shows up.
You know, work on your dinner. Yep. And what about you, Mr. Barnes? You are under a more stressful situation. On the way back, you can see that you know, you stopped the truck at some point, so Ferran can start driving, because Albert Toulon is in not condition to continue doing so.
Pretty shaken up. Yeah.
Yep. And you at some point get back to the farm, and the three of you get together and talk to Jack Martin.
Okay. Yeah. So when we get back to the farm, I'll try to explain to Jacques what we saw. And Jacques, the Germans. Do you have any idea why they might be taking people off the street today?
Well, they do that once in a while. But why Pierre?
What happens to those people?
Well,
has this happened before?
Yes. Some of them just, you know, they're released.
Are they questioned?
Yes, they're questioned for sure. I'm, you know, make a psychology roll.
Okay. Succeed. It's actually a hard success.
Oh, yeah. You can see that his right hand is shaking badly. He's very shaken by this news.
Do you think Pierre will be able to keep his knowledge to himself?
He looks at Albert, and Albert's just there looking at you, discuss him, and he turns to you and says, I don't know, Mr. Barnes. He's very young. He's not stupid, he's very young. And, friend, we need to stop this. says Ferran. Pierre will hold his grounds. We need to trust the man. And just wait. Wait until he's released. And if he talks, you know, there's no way we can get away
with
it.
Well, if he talks, though, we're all dead men.
Yes. Should get ready. Say we should get ready.
Is Pierre well known around the town?
Yeah, he's one of the Toulons, and the Toulons are one of the oldest families in town. You have gathered that from your few days working with them.
Okay. And obviously Albert is his uncle. So. Yes. So I suppose breaking him out of captivity is not on the table.
Silence all around. And then Ferran says, no, 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 we cannot do that. Gotta stick to our plan. Wait for Pierre to be released. Hopefully he's not gonna say anything. We're doomed anyway if he says anything. As you're saying, we're all dead men. This wouldn't have happened if you have taken action before, Martin. Bringing these officers from England just put us all under a lot of risk. This is your fault.
Hold on now, Ferrand. Hang on a second. Let's just talk about this calmly. Jacques... Where's that bottle? I think we all could stand a drink.
Yeah, he turns around and takes out the bottle and starts serving drinks around. He keeps the bottle for himself.
Leon, let's get everything out on the table and talk it over like men.
Yeah, he's very upset. You can see that, you know, he's got the... He's not looking at you right now. He's just looking outside the window. Giving you
this is back. Leon this is, or Jacques?
No, Leon Ferran.
Okay, yep.
So it's your fault.
Jacques, Leon told me what he wants to do. Tell me why you think that's a bad idea.
He sits on the table and says... Well, whatever we do, that's gonna bring the army here. If we take down the mine, it's gonna be a good hit on the Nazis, yes, but it's gonna put us all under risk. And next morning, we're all gonna be surrounded by Nazis. You don't know what that
is. True.
Mr. Barnes, you don't know what that is. Every time it has passed, you fear for your life. Every minute that passes, you fear for your life.
Leon, if we blow up the mines, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, for me, it's very simple. Mr. Barnes, we're going to cut the supply to the Nazis. That's what is going to happen.
And what are they going to do? What are the Germans going to do when that happens?
Well, probably what Jack is saying. And we all know that is a risk.
I think they're going to go through the entire town until they find what they're looking for. Maybe we can take a more subtle approach. Maybe we can sabotage their efforts without destroying them outright. Have some machinery go broken. Have some of the men get sick. The miners. Have the output of the mine decreased in some way. Maybe you can have the same effect without pointing all the attention of the Nazis at finding the spies, finding who blew up the mines.
Make a persuade roll.
Okay. Persuade is not my strong suit. However, I made it by 2 points, 13 out of 15.
Nice!
You can see that Ferran kind of comes down and he asserts with his head, yes, that's a good plan as well. Yes. He looks at
you. Now, one of our men is working in the mine now, and maybe we can use his placement there to make some paperwork go missing, make some of the machinery break down, as I say. Let's use more subtle means than just blowing things up. What do you say?
Makes sense. That could be the plan if Beer keeps his mouth shut.
All right, well, we do need a contingency plan if he starts talking. You need to get your people out of here. They're going to have to leave immediately. Can we get anyone placed near the police department if we see a bunch of police or a bunch of Nazi troops mobilizing quickly, we can get the word out. Is there anyone that can go watch?
We can talk to Bertin Beliak. Though he's not very reliable, but we can talk to him. Maybe he can do the job.
We just need somebody who can watch, and if it looks like they're going to have a lot of activity, like if they start sending a truckload of troops this way. I assume Pierre knows about Martine's involvement in all of this, and at this point, obviously, he knows I'm staying here at the farm.
Yes, he knows. He knows pretty much, you know, what we want to do as well with mine. He's one of the active members, so...
Randall, was Pierre there the night we landed?
Yes. Okay. So the night you landed, it was Jack Martin, Leon Ferrand, mm-hmm. Albert, okay. and Pierre Toulon. This other guy that you just mentioned, Bertin Beliak. Mm-hmm. And another one called, I don't know how to pronounce this name, Descartes.
Like D-A-Y. No, it's
let me put it on the chat.
It's G-I-S-C-A-R-D, I think. Yeah.
C-A-R-D, yeah.
Oh, Giscard Bressin.
Okay. There you go. And the other one is Beliak. Bertin Beliak. So let me...
Okay. All right, so it's most likely that if Pierre spills the beans, then they probably would come here first.
Yeah, that's for sure. And you can see that Elena at this point looks very stressed. She's kind of shaking.
All right, so we need a plan of where to go if that happens. Is there somewhere we can hide? That we can get to fairly quickly.
Hey, Dobson.
Looking at the map here.
The only thing that comes to mind is the forest. And
shiver goes down my spine.
That's what Ferran is saying, right? And as soon as he says that, Albert stands on the table. No! We're not going to the forest.
I nod in agreement. I don't want to go to the forest either.
I don't know. Maybe we should just make a stand against Nazis. Maybe we take down that officer. That's all it takes to break them down, you know?
All right, well, let's not get too worked up over what might or might not happen, I guess. In the morning, I'll go talk to my friends, and we'll come up with a plan. In the meantime, just be ready to leave at the drop of a hat.
Okay. All right, so the night passes for you guys. Albert stays with you this day. Ferran leaves to try to contact Bertin Beliak, as agreed. After a couple of hours, Ferran comes back and says, I spoke with Beliak. He's going to go to the police station, see what he can find out. You know? And we just wait.
I probably should get some word back to my friends that that this has happened.
Okay.
I told them that there were that the Gestapo was in town, but they didn't know anything about Pierre being taken.
So are you planning to go there, talk to them?
Yeah, so the next day, I guess, do my usual rounds in town and give me an excuse to kind of scout and see what's going on.
Okay. And Albert says, if he's not released by morning, we should go and talk to the police. I should go and talk to the police, see if I can get it out.
If you can do so calmly, I agree with that. If you think you can keep your temper under control.
I think it is the best for all of us to get Pierre out of there as soon as possible. So at least, you know, I'm his uncle. I have a right to go and ask for his well-being, so.
Agreed.
All right, let's do it in the morning.
Just don't do anything rash.
You spend the rest of the night kind of, you know, taking turns. You can barely sleep, you know. You start thinking a lot about everything that is happening. And at some point during the night, you kind of fall asleep. And you start dreaming.
All right, I'll get my dice ready.
You are walking on the forest. And, you know, it seems like the forest is kind of on fire. But when you get closer, it's not that it is on fire. It's just that the... seems like... like a line is on fire on the forest ground, and you start following that line in your dreams, right? It seems to be like a circle. And you start following that line, and the whole is like someone, you know, started, you know, put some powder or something and started a small fire. And you start going and walking around and following the line, and you can see that you're kind of coming around in circles. And at some point you notice that it is a spiral. It is on the way of a spiral. And then you reach the center of the spiral, and you start falling. And falling. And then you hear a voice that says, "Are you looking for me?" And you wake up. You wake up because when you heard a voice, you felt terror in your heart. And make a sanity check.
Okay. 59 sanity right now. I rolled a 40. Success.
Okay, just 1 point.
Okay. Was the voice, did the voice have an accent? A German accent, perhaps?
Well, now that you ask, the voice was talking to you in English, perfect English. And he was the voice, seemed to be the voice of a very, very young boy. More like a child.
Oh. I wake up and sit up in bed and rub my eyes, look out the window towards the forest.
And you feel a shiver down your spine when you do that.
I go down and find the bottle in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah. They're still up there, you know. They are taking turns. And Lena is sitting there with Jack. They're not holding hands. You can see that there's some tension between them. You can see that everyone have their guns on the table and are ready for anything. Mm-hmm. But the rest of the night passes and the morning comes.
Okay.
And Albert says, "Let's get ready. Let's go to the police station." And just when you are about to leave, you can hear a knock on the door. Jack, it's me. It's Beliak. Open the door. And you can see
I grab my pistol before I go to the door.
Okay.
Stick it in my waistband.
Helena rushes to the door, opens the door, and you can see Beliak carrying beaten down Pierre. They released him. They released just a couple hours ago. You know?
Crap. Just get him in here.
Throw him there on the street. Like if he was just a piece of garbage. You can see that his eyes are kind of swollen. He can barely open them. He, you know, when you're sitting on the chair, he's missing also a couple of teeth.
Bring him in here. Let's see if we can get him comfortable. I'm no doctor.
But
he looks in bad shape.
Pierre starts saying, "I didn't say anything, Leon. I didn't say anything.
Of course not.
Deny anything.
Of course not, Pierre. Good work. Good work. I'll try to do some first aid on him."
Okay. Make a roll.
Okay. 60, pathetic. 96, I failed. I'm afraid he's beyond my care.
Oh no, 96.
Hey, it's not a fumble. My skill's higher than 50.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, you can see that, you know, at this point you can barely do anything for him, but he needs a doctor for sure.
Yeah.
And you can see that Albert is all over him.
Martine, is there a doctor who you trust?
"I should take him home," says Albert. "Should take him home with his father."
All right. Well, we live in town? Is his father in town?
We'll look after him. Yes, yeah, it's outside of town. You know that they have another farm on the way to the mansion. And they kind of, you know, Beliak and Albert take him to the truck. I'm going to take him, says Albert. And they kind of put him on the truck and start driving away.
Okay,
let's go with Thelma. Well, before we go with Thelma, what are you doing?
So I think at this point, my plan is to go to town and meet with the others, and we need to make a plan of action rather than just sitting here and letting things come to us. I think it's time we need to do something.
Okay.
Says Jack to himself.
Okay.
He's a man of action. He's getting very riled up just sitting here and waiting.
I understand. Okay, so we're going to go with Thelma and Leo on the night when everything is happening, you know? The night before, when you had the dreams. So you go to bed, and what are your powers, both of you, Leo and Thelma?
Your power roll.
15
for Thelma.
14 for Leo.
14. So that's you, Leo. You go to bed. You know, you're a little bit stressed by your conversation with Luis Valor. And, you know, at some point during the night, you fall asleep and you wake up. You wake up and you are in the cave.
Nice! Just what I was looking for.
You're down on your knees and you're forward. You cannot stand up. And
okay.
You hear something behind you, but you do not have enough space. You know, this is kind of a small cave, and you can barely crawl away, you know, from the sounds behind you. You start doing that, then you know, but you're sleeping on the floor, but because it is really wet. You
know.
And you kind of start feeling your heart going like crazy, and you kind of try to run away. And where are you going? Let's eat. And when you hear those words, you kind of look at your hands, and you have claws, and you wake up.
What?
Make a sanity check. This is not your standard dream. This was really, really vivid dream.
4.
All right,
this is
going to
be
point.
A pass.
You're very shaken by this.
That sounds horrible.
Okay, so you know, you're at some point you go back to sleep, and you wake up in the morning. So let's see, Barnes, are you planning to go there
to the house where they
to
are
the house,
staying?
Yes, during the morning.
Correct.
Okay. So, what's your plan? Are you planning, you know, the truck's been taken. You haven't heard back from Albert or Pierre. And you can walk.
So, yeah, I will walk. It doesn't seem like it's too far. So, I will look for some excuse to deliver something to town that's not too bulky or big. And maybe there's a crate of eggs I can carry or something like that.
Okay. You can do that. On the way there, you don't find any patrols anymore on the road. Mm.
Okay, no evidence of police out in the city or in the town or...
Not yet.
No sign of the Germans. Okay, no. I will... I'll make my way to the house and knock on the door. And as I'm knocking, I'll say, Mrs. Cover name. I brought the eggs that I forgot yesterday in French.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I was just on my way out and I'll open up the door and,
Leo, this
is a big, large box of eggs.
This time of the morning, you're still there.
Okay, perfect.
All right.
So
probably drinking some coffee.
I will relate the experience yesterday afternoon with the Germans stopping us, taking Pierre, and then him being returned to us in battered shape.
Oh, no. Nah.
Hmm. But, and they're still around, or?
At least he didn't talk.
Oh. Right. Yeah, at least he didn't talk.
Hopefully so. I have to say that our hosts are getting quite agitated, and there seems to be a schism between them in terms of what kind of action they want to take. I may have been able to convince them to take the subtler course of action, but I think if we don't do something soon, they may become a bit rash. And I'll sort of explain how Leon Ferrand wants to blow up and Jacques Martin wants to wait. Jacques Martin seems to be pretty risk intolerant. He seems to be pretty afraid of any kind of reaction from the Germans, which is understandable, but I think in order to, if we're actually going to maintain our cover story, we probably need to do something relatively soon.
Okay. I would say this is a good point to stop the session today, and maybe we can wait for Jim next session to come back so the four of you can discuss further plans. What do you say?
Yep.
Perfect.
Sounds good.
Drummond will have his voice back.
All right, guys.
Yeah, after two nights bed rest, he might be better. Alrighty. Thanks.
Except
thanks.
He might be better, Randall. But that French accent will never be better. It is the best it will ever get. It is amazing.
Oh, dear.
I'm Alrighty. Glad there's a mute function, because if there ever wasn't, nobody would be able to hear that accent while he's doing it. All right, guys.
All right, guys.
All right.
Thanks,
man. Sunday.
Actually,
yep.
Yes, so the next session is the 19th. I think...
Oh.
Well, the next day I will be leaving for Providence. So, yeah, I should still be able to play on the 19th.
That's right.
But I don't know if you guys will be.
Let me check.
I'm not sure either. Probably, but I might be.
Maybe
yeah,
not. And,
no.
And you know what? Really, right now, my with my new job,
working till 6 or later if there's things that I need to stay and do. I mean, it's always touch and go for me currently on Wednesday.
Yeah. Yeah, we should skip next session on the 19th.
Yeah, we should try to record a live one face-to-face over the weekend.
Oh, that will be
nice.
Oh,
we're gonna.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
I know that we'll leech off, we can leech off the other attendees that we know that will be bringing recording software, so.
I've done pretty well, even just with an iPod.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Embarrassing.
Yeah, it worked
My Arius Lurko campaign that I recorded on my iPhone.
Yes,
and it sounds pretty good.
Yeah,
nice.
You gotta be a little careful about where it is and where the dice fall, but overall, it works pretty well.
Cool, awesome.
But anyway,
well,
sounds good.
So next time, I'm gonna miss Sunday, but yeah, I'll see you. We'll talk.
Oh, you are?
Play.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Cool. Well,
so don't get
that
killed.
Sucks, but we'll try not to. Look, we're the freshest, so we should be able to survive. But we'll see.
Hopefully.
Right. Okay.
You know.
Alrighty.
All right, guys.
Okay. Well, I'll see you guys in a couple of weeks.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
Okay. See ya.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye.